Will you baptize the baby? Both of my parents had been raised Catholic or went to Catholic school, but they disliked the experience and moved away from that faith in their adult lives. This was an issue when my parents announced my mother's pregnancy to her parents, both devout Catholics. Politely, my mother responded, "Well, we haven't decided yet." To which, according to family legend, my grandmother snapped, "If you don't baptize a Catholic, we're writing you out of the will." If you know my mom, you know that you don't want to get in an argument with her if you can help it. In what I believe was one of the most frighteningly cogent moments in her life, she replied, "Well, that settles it. We can't baptize it Catholic, because if we do, you'll say we only did it for the money." And that's how I became a Unitarian Universalist. When you're raised UU, you learn pretty quickly that unless you happen to live in Massachusetts, you're going to have to do plenty of explaining what you are to your peers. The name alone, Unitarian Universalist, has 10 syllables, which outstrips most other faiths handily. For reference, Zoroastrianism has 7. You stand out. In elementary school, my summary amounted to, "You can believe what you want, but there are some rules." When asked, "Do you believe in God?" I got puzzled looks when I said, "I think some of us do." By middle school, I had refined that view to, "We have 7 principles that basically say, be nice to other people and the environment is worth saving. From there, you can pick or choose whatever you feel like." But to be honest, if you had asked me to explain my religious faith before I was 14, it was mostly a parlor trick. When you ask what I believed, I would have said, "I'm not sure," and changed the subject. High school was where I began to value Unitarian Universalism as core to my identity. As my peers came into their own faiths, I realized the strength of an ethical foundation and cultural education I didn't even notice forming inside of me. I was able to shrug off bullies because I could empathize that their journey was different than mine. I knew exactly why my Jewish friends kept kosher during Passover, and that some of the more actively feminist ones put oranges on their Seder plates to welcome marginalized voices. Studying Islam and Hinduism in world history, I quickly grasped the importance of traditions and mythology that seemed wholly foreign to my classmates. When my best friend told me he was gay, I knew it didn't change anything. And I knew it was important to be his ally against the homophobia at our school. At the time, I didn't realize it. But the most impressive part of this change was that there wasn't actually much change. I didn't struggle to develop empathy, knowledge, or self-assurance to handle these moments. They were a part of me and had always been there. Looking back, I can recognize the incremental value the 9th grade trip, youth cons, a comprehensive sexual education program, and years of Sunday classes and youth groups meetings gave to me. Participating in those activities gave me the strength and a safe space to figure out the person that I wanted to be. In the moment, though, my Unitarian Universalism was reflexive. I didn't have to pull out my 7 principles cheat sheet to get me through the complicated moments. I just knew how to be a good person from 15 years of practice. Most important to me, I had an identity. In high school, some of my Christian classmates learned about the importance of proselytizing and saving their friends. Many attempted to do so by compelling me to convert or constantly inviting me to youth groups, Bible studies, and parties at their churches designed to get kids like me in the door. Even without knowing exactly what I believed, I knew that evangelical Christianity wasn't something that spoke to me. my Unitarian Universalist foundation gave me the strength to say no to an endless push of peer pressure while still being friendly to those who asked me. In college and early adulthood, it might look like my faith took a back seat. I stopped attending church for over a decade as my time got sucked into the gaping maw of theater and the performing arts. But my UU toolkit was still hugely important. You can't tell a story if you don't know how to find the humanity in it. Because of my belief in understanding myself and others, I double majored in theater and religious studies. And I also sneaked in my faith by dating and eventually marrying another lifelong UU. More than anything else, what I've learned as a Unitarian Universalist is to practice respect, love, and patience, to value everyone on their own terms, and to value every possible experience as a learning opportunity. I've also learned that it's more important to explain myself to the world than to explain my faith. I want to keep growing by participating, learning, and making myself uncomfortable so I can find out why I'm uncomfortable. This fellowship is a big part of that. With apologies to the entire room, the statement, "I don't go to church because it's easy," is near and dear to my heart. When my wife and I decided to start attending the fellowship again regularly, my own spiritual health was not the motivating factor. My daughter's was. This tradition was so good to me, I couldn't imagine not sharing it with her. My own growth was peripheral, but I'm glad to say the safe space is still here and still helping me to understand how to live in this world. Now, that's not to say that Unitarian Universalism comes without its drawbacks. A cynical person might argue that my UU-based drive to make myself uncomfortable and tackle tough challenges was what led me into chairing the RE staffing transition team. Allow me to be that cynic. Despite bearing the acronym REST, it has not been a particularly relaxing job trying to mold the future of our RE program staffing. It's a big task. But as a lifelong UU, I understand firsthand the impact our choices can have on the future of our fellowship, our children, and each other. I want to make sure we all keep growing together. And I know I can't do that without respecting and listening to the whole of our community.